It's 7:30 and you're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio from USM, and the program is Local Motives. I'm your host, Leah Renee, and tonight on the program we have Old Soul. They're a five-piece band from Cape Porpoise, Maine, and we're just gonna go right into it, get started with the music. Old Soul, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And who, who's here today?
So, can I make one quick correction?
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Yeah. Can you hear me?
We cannot hear you.
Nobody can hear me. Okay. Jeff?
We see you, we don't hear you.
All right, cool. Well, the band can't hear me, so...
Yeah, we hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you sound great.
Great. Well, I was asking you guys to introduce yourselves.
Ah, yes. Well, on the bass guitar, we have Davey. On guitar and vocal, we have Mikey. On the banjo is Dylan. And on the conga is Chris Sweet. My name is Brendan Shea.
Great.
Thank you.
So did we just, Brendan just introduced everybody? Nobody else wanted to
correct.
Speak?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, great. So you guys are from Cape Porpoise, Maine?
That's right.
Yes.
Today, right now, just now, is the first time I've ever heard of this place.
Mm.
You are missing out very much.
And it's near Kennebunkport, is that what?
Yes, but it's separate.
Separate from Kennebunkport, yes.
Cool. How long have you guys been together as a band?
I would say coming on 3 years now, yes.
Yes, Brendan and I started playing music together a couple of years ago, and but things are definitely taking more shape in the past year or so. So, yes.
Cool. Can one of you close that window?
Oh, yeah.
Quick. I can hear you, so I know. I mean, I can hear the noise, so I know the listeners can hear the noise. So, great. Cool. Do you guys want to go right into another song?
We'd love to.
Cool.
All I feel is red and gold is changing me, shaping me. Let it unfold in the middle of the summer. I saw the sun, a Native American child. And all I feel is red and gold. Shape me, let it unfold. Feeling not a change.
Red and gold.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And this is Old Soul. They're live in the studio on Local Motives. And I was like thrown for a loop in the beginning during the first song because everything sounded so clean. Mm. I kept double checking to see if I was accidentally playing the CD.
That's a good sign, yes.
Which I know sounds really silly. But like, I think so far you're the most like polished sounding like live band.
Wow. Oh, get out of here.
Thank you.
These kids these days.
It doesn't sound live at all though. You have to do something to make it sound live.
Like, drink up.
Yep. You have to go out of tune or something.
Salute.
At some point.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is Coca-Cola.
They're just kidding.
Yeah.
So you guys have been together as a band for 3 years.
Sure.
Well, that's what you said a song ago. So
yeah.
We'll go with it.
Yeah.
Has everybody here been in the band for all three years,
actually,
or has it changed a little?
It's changed and it's growing. It started out, like I said, Brendan and I playing guitar and drums together, and we always sort of had the vision of taking these songs and just making a really big group, and it's happening. So yeah, Dylan here on banjo has just started playing with us in the past couple months, as well as Chris on percussion, and yeah.
Yes, we are also missing three members of the band.
That's a good point.
Miss Emily Harvey on vocals and keys, Mr. Keith Chicago on horns and electric guitar, and Mr. Brian Arnold on the flugelhorn. So, yes.
So you are actually an eight-piece?
Sometimes eight people, yeah.
Sometimes eight piece. But that's a relatively new development that you've become this present.
That's right.
Orchestration.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. Mm-hmm. Let's just have another song. I like hearing you guys play.
All right. I'm going to try something. Bottle of Secrets?
Oh, yes. Let's mess it up a little, you know, for the live people.
I'll get out of tune for a second. How many roads must one man ride? How many roads must one man ride? A bottle of secrets on the eastern shore. They cast a spell over me to wander evermore.
With the wind, all the wind calls to me. Is calling for you. I found a pretty feather in a falling leaf. I braided it in her hair so she could feel free. In my mind, oh my mind,
thank you.
What was the name of that song?
Bottle of Secrets.
Bottle of Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So in a little more band history, have you guys, do you play much around Portland? I don't think I've ever...
Yes, we've played very much in Portland. The Ginos, we play there. We play at Slanche. Where else?
We have a show coming up. We have a show on June 14th at One Longfellow Square, opening for a really, really talented young lady named Heather Maloney.
Heather Maloney, I think.
Yeah. Has she been here?
Well, I haven't had her on Local Motives, but I'm pretty darn sure that Chris has had her in the morning on Us Folk. Is she kind of folky as well?
Oh, yeah. She's a hot ticket.
Yeah, so I think I'm like 90% that he's had her on his show. I think I heard that show.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Actually.
Tuning on the air.
So that's June 14th?
That's June 14th, yeah. One Longfellow. And if anyone makes it down to Portsmouth, we're playing actually on the 7th at the Red Door, which is going to be a cool show too. And while I'm talking about shows, if we do have quite a bit booked through the summer, so if you want to check it out online, you can do so at oldsoulmusic.net.
Oh, Empire Dine and Dance. That was the other one. Empire Dine and Dash. Yes.
Okay. So when are you playing Empire?
Oh, we just played there last
week.
Oh, so why are we talking about?
You asked us where we played in Portland. I remembered one more. So I'm just trying to answer thoroughly.
Well, darn it! I wanted to go and now I can't. Okay. So June 14th at One Longfellow, opening for Heather Maloney. On June 7th at the Red Door in Portsmouth, which is, I've never been there, but I've heard it's one of, like,
it's
a really cool venue.
Pretty cool, yeah. It's a little martini-style lounge.
Cool.
And, yes.
Very and intimate. Then the name of the website was oldsoulmusic.net?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. And then what do you guys have out there in the world for music recorded?
We have one. Actually, we did... when we first started, we put out an EP, which was just Brendan and I, along with Danielle, who's no longer with us. I mean, she's alive. Sorry. She's alive and well.
Yes.
She's beautiful.
just not in the band. There's
nothing wrong, yeah.
Yes.
We did this EP, and then... we just have our first full-length album out right now, which you can actually find at Bull Moose and online and stuff if you're interested.
Is this is the full-length that I have?
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
And we might even play a couple tracks off that, right?
We will a little bit. Yeah, we'll probably do it a little bit later.
Sure.
You guys don't need a break yet, right?
No, we actually have a new song that we're dying to play.
Okay. And so the album is self-titled, then. It just says Old Soul.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cool. And are you guys working on it? How long ago did this album come out?
It came out last summer, end of last summer.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So do you guys have something else in the works?
Yeah. Well, actually, we're working on a lot of material for the next one, but it's going to be a little later this year. We're going to try and do a little touring this summer and just keep playing shows.
Right on. Touring, are you going to be touring outside of New England or mostly just in New England?
Eventually, yeah. But I think the first one we're doing in August, down to like Philadelphia and back.
Has this band ever been on tour together? All eight or nine of you?
No, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
The flugelhorn, the banjo.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Throwing a couple of squeeze boxes and some pretty ladies dancing.
Yeah,
14 people.
Two of the guys that aren't here live down in Boston, so... We're trying to play down there quite a bit, too, which is why they're not
here. So
that
explains their absence.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make it difficult for the band, living 2 hours apart?
Not really. They've been coming to most of our shows, and, you know, when they can't make it, it just makes it that much better when they can, you know? So
yeah.
But we're going to play a new song and stop babbling. Ready, guys? Not you, us. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Would like to photographic image in my mind. I've been lost before, but I ain't blind. Tell me why it is that you got me. I don't pretend you didn't hear what I had to say.
You wanted us to mess it up a little bit.
Yeah, it sounded, I thought it sounded wonderful. No, actually, I mean, that's an awesome new song. My sheet just says new song number one. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
is it like untitled or is it called new song number
one? It's actually new number one hit.
New number one, okay.
But we shortened it.
New number one hit, yes.
New number one hit. Yeah, and it will be. It's a really good song.
Yes.
No, I really like that song, and it got me thinking, you know, this is like a really tired question to ask you, but I really want to know. So the driving forces behind this band, basically it's you, Mike, on guitar and vocals, and then Brendan on drums. Do you write most of the music?
Yeah, what happens is usually I write a lot of stuff acoustic and then, you know, bring it to the table and everyone puts their part on, which is what makes it, you know, what
so
it is.
So I haven't even gotten to the tired question yet, which...
Oh, okay.
I was just getting my facts straight. I'm just really interested to know who influences you, like where you get your sound from, because when you open your mouth, it sounds so much different than what I expect to hear coming
when
from.
I'm talking or singing?
When you're singing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, I guess. Influences.
You sound better than you look.
I'm kidding. Suck of a boosh.
I'm kidding. That's like
no, I've
not
heard that before.
You're very handsome, man. Sorry.
I don't know. As far as music, really into just a lot of good old classic rock and roll stuff. But also, as far as like newer folk bands, I listen to a lot of like Vetiver, M. Ward, I don't know, tons of stuff. Fleet Foxes are great. I don't know, but also lots of older music too, you know, and gypsy music I like a lot, which we'll try to get into some more of that kind of stuff. But
who are some of the like old folkies who are your influences?
I don't know.
Like somebody you listened to a lot growing up or
definitely love Bob Dylan and John Prine and like good old country folk stuff. But as far as rock and roll, I'm definitely like the Stones, you know, just all the good classic stuff. I don't know, it's kind of a put me on the spot right now.
No, I'm sorry. I was like, who does he sound like? He sounds so much like someone, but I couldn't even think of it. So,
right.
You know,
you're
your own sound.
Okay.
Real quick, I'm going to do a couple of station things.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. It's just about to be 8 o'clock, and the show you're listening to is Local Motives. I'm your host, Leah Renee. Local Motives is a live local music show where we host a different live band from Maine or the Portland area or somewhere in New England, sort of near here. And today's band is Old Soul, and they're from Cape Porpoise, Biddeford area. And they're here, and they're playing, and they're interviewing, and I'm going to turn their mics back on.
Okay. Is anybody on? No. You guys want to try Seven Sons?
Sure.
All right. This one's usually a rocker. We're going to try it a little bit stripped down for you. It's called Seven Sons. Davey, Brendan, can you kick us off?
Please.
Your face that you want the
Seven Sons?
Yeah.
Did we skipped one, right?
We skipped one.
Cool. So is that a little bit of the gypsy influence?
Actually, if you hear the track on the album, it's actually pretty like kind of 60s inspired psychedelic rock song.
I heard that.
You did?
Yeah. Oh,
just now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. No, I like a little bit with the congos and stuff. Mm. I felt like I was inside of a lava lamp. For just a moment.
Totally.
In the song.
Yeah, on the recording, there's more electric guitar sounds and some delay and some reverb going on.
Cool.
Yes, exactly.
So then that's not one of the songs you were talking about with the gypsy influence.
No,
that's more of a psychedelic.
It's more of like a like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right on.
Yes.
So I'm curious to know a little bit about your musical background. You just gave me the blankest stare.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking, sincerely. Musical background.
You know, lessons since you were five, or like...
No.
Where does all this talent come from?
Let's see. Yeah, I had an uncle, Uncle Pete, he's still my uncle. Great guy. And he got me into like punk rock at a pretty young age, like 12, 12 years old, 13. And then I loved bands like Rancid and Operation Ivy and like ska and stuff like that. And so I really wanted to play bass. So one year for my birthday, I guess I was 13, I got a bass guitar. And then I played bass for a bit and then moved on to guitar and all pretty much self-taught. I think I had a couple bass lessons when I was really young and then just kind of self-taught from there.
Do you still play the bass sometimes, or you're pretty much a guitar man now?
Pretty much guitar. I still like to play bass when I can. But.
Cool. Speaking of guitar, can you tell us a little bit about the guitar you're playing here tonight?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well, the first thing Jeff said when you pulled it out of your bag and hung it up in the little guitar hooks that we have in the room...
Mm.
And then he walked out, and Jeff was like, I want to know where he got his guitar. It looks like it was custom made.
Yeah.
Like, what is this wood? What is this symbol? So
yeah.
Now you can tell us all about it.
Okay. I'm going to keep it brief because I don't like talking about myself that much. But and I want to play more music. But I went to school for luthry, which is guitar building. And I built this guitar last year in Michigan at school. So
where is the school in Michigan?
It's in a really small... town called Big Rapids. And yeah, they put us up in cabins out in the woods for a couple months and
teach you how to build guitars.
Mm-hmm.
That's so lovely.
Mm.
What can you tell us what wood
you use? Oh yeah, it's the top is spruce and the back and sides are maple.
Maple.
Mm-hmm, maple, and then the neck is mahogany.
Where's the bobinga? What did you... I thought the part was bobinga. No?
No. Oh, okay. Next time.
Next time.
You can't see Mike's guitar, but it's beautiful.
You have to come see us live.
Yeah, you'll have to... If you see them live... is this always the guitar you play?
I kind of switch between my electric and this one, but yeah.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll take the spotlight off you, and we can play more music.
Okay. I was thinking about chilling things out. If you guys want to take a little break, I could do this newer, slow, acoustic number. All right?
Sí.
So I usually have our other member who's not here, Emily, singing harmonies with me on this one. So I'm going to try it by myself.
Ride this wave, my love, in the morning sunshine. And take these words I write, make them yours, forgive me as you. Thank you.
falls from the ceiling like a cool rush of air, and it gives you the feeling you are here, you are here. You are not your thoughts. In fact, you are God, whatever that means. But watch your step when placing your bets on.
Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener donations and support from Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios. Offering 24-hour access, Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios rents hourly and monthly spaces for bands' rehearsal needs at Thompson's Point near downtown Portland. More information online at primeartistportland.com or by calling or texting 415-7762. And this is Old Soul, and they're playing live here. I think the song that you just listened to was a beautiful slow song called Ride This Wave.
Mm.
Is that what you just played? Yeah, and that was, you played it just a stripped down version, just you and Brendan?
Yeah.
Gave the other guys a break.
Mm-hmm. You want to do that outside, Dylan? Okay. I'll take this outside. We dropped a banjo during that, or during one song, I don't know. It was like a little while ago.
You dropped it.
Well, it fell, it was leaning. And Dylan's gonna go tune it.
I don't even think I heard that. I was paying attention, I swear.
Okay.
So, I know you don't want to talk. Oh, Brendan's really not wearing a shirt.
Yes, I was not kidding.
All right, good thing we had the drum wall.
Hey.
He's not wearing pants either. No, I'm just kidding. He is.
I know you don't like to spend a lot of time talking about yourself, but I kind of wanted to know a little bit about your songwriting process and, mm-hmm. and sort of the where the lyrics are coming from.
Actually, that's cool. I'm glad you brought this up. Because
we just talked about
yeah, this. We were just talking about this, and I realized something that I used to write more like on paper. I used to write like full songs, sometimes even before I had an idea for the music, and I would just write like, you know, like poetry. Mm-hmm. And now I've realized over the past like couple years, I write, like if I have some music that I'm working on, I'll write a melody and I'll just kind of sing lines on the spot, you know, kind of like a subconscious kind of whatever comes out. And sometimes that's a good way to write a melody, but a lot of times they end up being the lyrics. And what was my point though, is that I make sense of them later on sometimes. Yeah,
the lyrics are very subconscious, like coming mm-hmm. out and then, you know, sing them for time and time and time again. And he just says to me, he goes, what? Well, you sun in the sun. And, you know, and he's like, what does that even mean? He's like, I don't know, but it's fine. And it's great because in rehearsal, that's the way it goes too, where we'll be learning a new song and I'll be like, what are you saying there? I really like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just singing.
And sometimes, I mean, I will write something intentionally. Like that song that we just played, or I just sung, was like, you know, I think I don't know. I just write a lot like on the spot, and I feel like it's just a good, pure way to express yourself, opposed to sitting and thinking and trying to mm-hmm. crank it out. You know, it's more just like pour it right out from your heart.
But do you have an editing process where sometimes you still like you pour it all out of your heart and then like half of it makes it into the song, or you really feel like
lately
it just comes out and then that's the song?
Yeah, lately with this band, that's kind of how it's been. I don't remember the last time I actually like sat and wrote down lyrics with a pen.
Wow, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great process to watch, to be like sitting in the room and knowing, you know, that you're playing a song for the first time. I'd really like to witness like the words that come out and just
come
wonder,
on over.
You know, try and make some, try and make sense of them myself.
Right on.
No, I'm like hinting at, sometimes I, you know, hint at people should make up songs on the spot in the room.
I actually have a ukulele song that's very like just starting to take shape. I wrote in the park, and I brought my ukulele in case I was feeling so inclined.
Oh, that's great. Well, if you feel so inclined, just let us know.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do that one?
I'm right. Happy to hear that.
I'm going to keep it short because I actually don't have much for lyrics on that one.
Okay, and but so you'll give us a few subconscious, spontaneous lyrics.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be on the next album too, so it'll be a little.
That's
sneak.
Great.
All right. Oops. These. Ukulele. Thanks to Lauren. We just tune that bad boy. Is that pretty loud to you?
It's full.
Is that in tune enough for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're just going to go with it.
Good enough for jazz music.
Kind of keep forgetting we're on the air.
Good enough for jazz.
All right.
Enough for white folks.
So, yeah, I was in Biddeford one morning a couple weeks ago, and I just... I have a favorite diner called Palace Diner. It's a really great spot, and I recommend. It's the oldest diner in Maine, actually. It's an old railroad car. But I was sitting on the park next to there and with the ukulele, just kind of playing around. I don't really know chords, so I was just doing it by ear. But this is what I came up with. Thank you.
my heart like a river it runs. Out past the dark and the moon laying low in the sky. My sonnet is a light, it goes on and on, like a dance in the night, or a singing song. Oh, I belong to you, my dear.
We all sing?
When the moon laying low in the sky.
I think that's all they get right now. Yeah, just a sample.
That was a lovely sample. And I can just picture, you know,
oh, I can see you, but I can't hear you again.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no, there you are. What? That's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You're there.
I was going to say it was a lovely sample, and I can just picture when you play that live in concert, like, you know, having it be one of those, like, crowd sing-alongs.
Yeah.
Where you get them going.
It's funny you say that, because... It's funny you say that, because we played a show... Have you heard of the Oak and the Axe?
Yes, I've been there many times.
Oh, you have? Cool.
I love the Oak.
Good friends of ours, Greg and Kristen. Really sweet people. Nice place. But so where I wrote that song in the park I was telling you about is right across the street from there. And we played a show there the following day. And I decided to play that. And we had, like, I just kind of made up that little OO part. And the crowd was pretty big for that room. And they all joined in. And it was recorded. And it's pretty amazing, actually. Like,
so great.
Yeah, I'll show you sometime.
Man, how have I have never even heard this one. No,
no.
I mean, I know I was there. I played the song. I was everyone. I sang, but
oh,
I don't remember.
It's no, a magical moment.
A little bit. We have to listen to that later.
We will.
Yeah.
So, when the ukulele comes out, the sunglasses go on.
Ah,
did you notice that? I know that. Did you know that?
It's almost like I can feel the sun shining when I play that instrument.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you guys look like you're getting ready to play another one. I was gonna offer you a break.
Yeah. Do you want to?
It's totally up to you.
What would the break be?
Well, you just need to let me know when you want to do the CD songs.
Yeah, you want to play something off of that, and we'll save a couple new songs before we're done tonight?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. I'll play both of them, or you want to just do one of them?
Two. Dos.
Yeah, yeah. Do you care if we get some fresh air?
That's perfect.
All right.
Could I ask you a question, miss? Don't worry, I'll keep it civil.
Okay.
Would you recommend anyone getting into radio, you know, take up a good smoking habit for that nice low raspy voice, you know?
I would never recommend smoking to anyone.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
Well, I'm gonna go have some smokes, you know, and we'll come back. I'll get real close to the microphone.
We'll see you guys in about 10 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Leah.
Okay. So that's Old Soul. They're here in the studio being silly and showing us new songs, old songs, and made up on the spot ukulele songs. WMPG is on the air thanks to listener generosity and with support from 317 Main Street Community Music Center, a venue for music playing, learning, and community. 317 Main is now accepting registrations for classes in fiddle, guitar, voice, mandolin, banjo, bass, piano, and many more instruments in both its Yarmouth and Portland studios. Online at 317mainstreet.org. Just going to give you a quick bit of weather before we play those album tracks. So tomorrow, Saturday, We'll have rain, mainly in the afternoon. Rain may be heavy at times in the afternoon. Highs around 60. The chance of rain is near 100%. I don't know about you, but that sure ruins my plans. Saturday night, there'll be rain. The rain may be heavy at times with lows in the mid-50s. And the chance of rain is near 100% again, so pretty much all day. Sunday, we'll have rain as well. What do you know? Patchy fog. Rain may be heavy at times with highs in the upper 50s. They're saying 100% chance of rain. Then how can you say there's 100% chance of rain? Sunday night as well. Rain, patchy fog, lows in the upper 40s, and I should probably just stop reading because it's pretty dismal outlook. Okay, Monday, it'll be cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. So, rain through the weekend, and you can look forward to possibly seeing a small piece of the sun on Monday and maybe only having rain for half the day. Welcome to Maine. So, you're listening to Local Motives. I am Leah Renee, and Old Soul is here live in the studio. They're an 8-piece band from Biddeford, Maine. We've got 5 of them here. And I'm going to give you a preview of their album. It's self-titled, called Old Soul, and it came out last summer. And we're going to hear 2 tracks. We're going to hear Thick as Thieves and also Caught a Train.
Turn my back into my surprise. The world stayed the same. Sunshine and rain. 2 times, son of a gun. Who'd have thought he'd take the money and run? I guess he's on his way. Well, I can't say. Hold on, we're going for a ride. Born again into the afternoon. Daydreaming mind, and I rolled into the night. Got cold, started warming up by the fire in the sky. Start building a house of stars and moonlight. When the sun rises, we'll open our eyes. We'll open our eyes.
That was Old Soul, Thick as Thieves, and Caught a Train. We played those two songs off of their album, but they are right here in the studio. Mm. Did everybody make it back?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
You guys look like you're itching to play again.
Yeah.
All right. I'll say my questions, so I'll ask it after.
Okay.
Gonna play another song then, yeah?
Yeah. Let's try new number two.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna save for a little bit. Let her grow. Sorry.
I'm feeling light all around.
Mike rocked so hard, his headphones blew off. You did a good job, though. Does that, like, does that make it difficult for you to play then when you can't hear anything?
You know what? It was better.
It was better?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people take them off when they play.
But then we can't hear your pretty voice.
I'm not talking when you're playing.
All right, so I'll put them, like, around my neck.
Yeah, actually, what you didn't know is that the whole time you guys play, I just talk over it here.
You're talking shit about this.
No. And you can't hear it. I cut it out of your headphones.
Actually, Donna, talk to me, all right?
I put it over the radio. So I was gonna make an observation. It's more of an observation than a question. Although I might make myself sound silly because I don't know the musical term for it, or if there is a musical term, but like you have a lot of songs where it's like going one way for most of the song, and then you kind of think the song is ending, but then actually it just like goes a totally different direction.
Mm. It's like life. It's like life.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I really like that. I like songs that do that. I think it's fun.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's fun that you guys have songs that do that.
Thanks for noticing these things.
Is there a term for that? Or is that just... That's just...
Direction?
It's not being boring, you know. I just don't... they don't really...
Good
you don't want to stay
on
one part the whole time, you know.
Oh, so you guys swapped out Brendan for, you know, like some Irishmen while you were
Brendan
outside, right?
Took off, and this guy was walking up, and he's a pretty good drummer, so we just brought him in here.
Yeah, what's his name?
What is your name, mate?
Douglas.
Douglas?
Yeah.
Douglas. Right.
Welcome,
on.
Welcome, Douglas.
I appreciate you being here, because our drummer took off.
You're there, got there, you know.
Never could trust that Brendan.
Yeah, he was kind of a shady character, wasn't he?
So if you like what you're listening to, and if you're just tuning in, you can check them out at oldsoulmusic.net. And I just checked it out while you guys were playing, and so you can actually download the whole album there. You give them some money, like $10, and then you can download the whole album right now.
You can actually set your own price. It's set up that way, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can... give us $1 or give us $100.
Oh, I see. Mm. It's like $10 if you want them to mail you the CD.
Mm.
And then if you want to download it, you can pay whatever you want to pay.
That's
and
pretty American.
Have it immediately. It's very American. And that's, yeah, so right off the website, oldsoulmusic.net, and they also have a list of their shows there. June 7th at the Red Door. June 14th at One Longfellow Square.
Mm.
What's the Kennebunkport Festival?
Oh, that's a private event.
Oh, okay, you can't go to the Kennebunkport Festival.
I think you can.
You're not invited.
No, I'm going to tell you. You just say my name. No, I'm just kidding.
That sounds very un-American, you know.
Right? It's at the Colony Hotel.
Okay.
And it's like a little cocktail party by the pool. The sunset.
But it's not... It's not.
If you
see, festival sounded public.
If you want to come and you're in the area, just give me a call and I'll put you on the
call
list.
Call Mike,
you
know, if you want to come.
423. No, I'm just kidding. No, no, but seriously, you can email. You can find an email on that site as well.
Okay, well, email Mike if you're just like you're in Kennebunkport and you really want to go to this festival.
You want a skinny martini.
The president will probably be there, as well as several past presidents.
W.
It's Kennebunkport, right? No, but you definitely can go to the Red Door June 7th, One Longfellow Square June 14th, that's with Heather Maloney, and then June 23rd at the Frontier in Brunswick.
That's right.
Cool. Are you guys playing with anyone at the Red Door or at the Frontier?
Actually, both of those are with the same group, and I'm glad you brought that up because they're really cool guys. They're called B.A. Canning Band.
B.A. Canning,
yeah. And this
How
guy,
do you spell that?
Well, it's the guy Brian's initials, and then... Canning is C-A-N-N-I-N-G. And you should look them up. They're really cool. I think they're out of New Hampshire, so they're not far away.
All right, sweet.
Mm.
Cool.
We're going to try an older tune, if that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's loud.
Pour the earth go down. I heard some. a state of being. So open the gate and you'll find the meaning. I have faith in all of us that we'll rise together and change, we'll change, we'll change, we'll change.
Home by Old Soul, right here on WMPG. Your faces are great while you're doing that.
I'm just laughing at myself right now.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
that.
Like
when you ended that song, kind of like, did I do okay? And then just like laughing.
Oh, can I tell you? Can I tell you what I was thinking? Like,
yeah, I want to know what you're thinking.
No, I was just thinking that, well, I'm plugged in, like direct here, but I'm also mic'd.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my guitar I'm talking about.
I know.
Okay. and so when I get into it, sometimes I like to back up off the microphone.
Yeah.
And then I realized I was really far away. And then when I got closer, it was like significantly louder.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, but I realized it at the end of the song.
No, but it just sounds really nice though. I mean, when you like, maybe not in this song, but I think in other songs you do that on purpose quite a bit, where you back off and get a different effect.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I mean, it seemed really intentional. Like it was part of the song.
Know. Maybe it's subconscious, like writing lyrics.
Yeah. Well, in some of the other songs, it seemed very intentional that you've sort of backed away. So,
do you have a faucet in here?
A faucet?
Yeah. Any running water?
In the hallway, there's the water fountain.
Okay. You talk to Brendan for 1 second?
I'll yeah, okay, there. Brendan.
He's back, actually.
I...
Wait, Brendan, Douglas, whoever's on the drums. My question, I just thought of, you know, kind of from talking about B.A. Canning, I wondered if there were any other local bands that you guys work with or admire, wanted to give a shout-out to or tell us to check out as well.
Oh, geez, Louise.
It's okay if you don't name everybody.
No, nobody, that's fine.
Nobody has ever gotten beat up over what they said on Locomotives.
I mostly live under a rock anyway, so I don't really get out that much. But I just saw Post Provost, and that was freaking amazing.
And they're, like, really new, aren't they?
I think so. Chris Sweet. In playing with us tonight is the drummer for that band.
Oh.
So, Sweet, maybe you can answer that question.
Chris, you got a mic.
What's the question?
You guys, this is Chris Sweet. He's a musical genius.
How long has Post Provost been a band?
Well, it's mostly the brainchild of Dave Gagne. And it's a larger group of about eight of us.
Nice. Yeah.
It's Dave and his wife Sayeko and Johnny Venom and Charlie, a couple guys from Boston.
Mm.
It's just a large, large sort of folkish.
I've heard of
and they just played Space.
Yeah, we did. They just had our CD release at the Space Gallery.
So, but you're fairly new, right?
Because we are. We've only
it's
played,
not just me that hasn't.
That was the third show.
No, we've only played twice.
That was the third show that night that Chris played, though.
Yeah.
Chris, we played a show across the street at Empire, and we opened for Amy Allen, who Chris also played drums for, and then went across the street and played drums at Space Gallery.
Wait, on the same night?
Oh yeah, one night.
He did three sets.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, I just played with Zach Jones down at Bull Moose.
That's
before
right.
I came here and did
that
too.
It's right on.
Busy few weeks.
Yeah.
So, Mike, the question that I asked Brendan while you were out of the room was like, other local musicians that you guys play with or admire or want to give a shout out to or tell us to check out.
Oh, definitely. So many good ones. Just thinking of it because I saw her the other night was she goes by Lisa Liza, and really, really good, like, female singer songwriter who lives right here in Portland, and you should definitely check her out. And
yeah, I saw her open for Pearl and the Beard a while ago.
Mm.
And that was cool.
Nice.
Sweet. Who's the girl who plays trumpet in that group that you played with?
Angela Plato.
I want to give a shout out to her because Angela Plato is an awesome horn player, and I always love watching her perform. Mm. I know that's kind of random, but she kills it.
She's worthy of a shout out.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
What is that provost she plays the trumpet for?
That's right.
The other night she did play with us.
That's right.
I've played with her a lot in a lot of different groups, but she's just an incredible trumpet player and plays with so many people around town.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of good musicians in Portland. I'm finding that more and more.
We're lucky.
Because I live just south in Cape Orpus.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really start hanging out in Portland until more recently.
There are a lot of good musicians here.
Mm.
And so I'll give a little plug for our website, which is localmotives.org. And you can see a lot of good musicians on there, all local musicians that we've had on the show in the past. And shortly after, not tonight, but sometime in the coming week, this show will be up there as well. So people, if you want to re-listen or tell your friends who didn't get to listen to Old Soul and Local Motives, you can do that at localmotives.org.
Mm.
You guys want to get some more music in?
Sure.
Yeah.
How much time? Can we just play one more? Or should we play more?
You can do whatever you want to do. I'm here until 9 o'clock.
Okay.
You can just play one more, and then we can wrap up.
I just don't know which ones you guys have. See, I had to get a little bit more selective with our set list tonight, which is another reason I'm glad you played a couple tracks off the album. Because sometimes when we miss people, it changes things a little bit. But so.
Right on.
Into Raga?
Into tonight or Raga?
I'm down with Raga. And what the.
Yeah, let's do that.
Into the night, you know. You don't know.
No, let's do that newer one. This is actually some really new stuff that's not fully developed, but I think we're going to give it a shot for you. Oh, and Dylan, you play banjo on this one. You should. Remember that? It's kind of scary sounding.
Tell me.
this program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. And this is Old Soul in the studio. Was that Into the Light?
No.
That you heard? No?
No.
What was that one?
That was...
It was really new, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We started calling it the Scary Song, but now I think it's taken the Reggae Creeper. We're still... It's evolving.
That was a very scary song.
Were you scared?
I was terrified. I didn't know... Where if we were ever going to get out of it.
Well, we played... Oh, shit. Yeah, that's the scary part, and that's what we're going for. But we played that at a show, and there were a bunch of little kids, like toddlers, you know, like 3 or 4.
But they,
and I warned them, I said, this is the scary song.
And they liked it.
They loved it.
It was their favorite song.
It was. They were more into it than anybody else.
Yeah,
us included.
I want to say a quick thank you, to Jeff Eastman, our sound guy, who's been sitting in the sound booth.
Thank you, Jeff.
Touching all the knobs this whole time. And then thank you to Reed Stevenson for help with setup.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Old Soul, all of you guys,
God. Thank
for
you,
being
Leah.
Here on the air.
Yeah, really appreciate you guys having us in here. And we hope that your listeners are, I don't know.
Have a good time, yeah.
Somewhat into it.
I think they're having...
Come see us at shows. We'd like that.
Yeah, go see them at 1 Longfellow Square with Heather Maloney.
More people, more drums, more everything.
And I just want to let the listeners know real quick that if you tune in next week, you'll hear Jeff Eastman, the sound guy, hosting a band called Soft Bullets.
Ooh. Awesome.
So do you guys have one more song for us, or are you...
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yes. Do you want to just, like, take us out?
We're going to take you guys right out.
All
right,
cool.
And the song's called Into the Night. It's also an older song, but yes, here we go.
Let's do the chorus, like, jumpy. Yeah.
Yes, but that's nice.
Knew about the history until I turned back the page. I read a little about the early years, talking about another day. The sky was black and there I stood. Oh, what did I see? If I told you I have to kill you, will you take my word? I don't think you believe me. There was the light out in the shine. Left as a mystery on the night that I walked away. Was lost in the dark for many years, but the light came back to play. Love was something we call peace, and symbols mark the trail. When you were in it, you knew it, everything be to it. Baby, was it free? There we go. Baby, was the light? I don't need deep shine. Tonight, oh, you and I, there was a light on it each shine.
That was Old Soul finishing up, and Rob's throwing something in.
I'm just getting ready for my show.
Okay.
Sorry, was that yours?
Yeah, this one.
You didn't say anything, so I'm a mistake.
Okay, we're going to hear one last track from Old Soul while Rob gets his ready, and then stick around for Stay Rude with Rob.
Have you asked yourself questions you can't tell? Answers don't exist in this game we all live, and we're dying to see how it ends. Seems it's a challenging thing, fighting the urge to just be. I'm begging myself and nobody else to follow the vision I see. Challenging things.